Are you new to making content for social media? Are you trying to grow on Instagram or TikTok or YouTube? And are you wondering what gear and gadgets you need in order to have success? Well, if so, you're in the right place because I'm going to share with you my essential starter kit, the 10 things that every content creator needs in their tool belt in order to have success on social media. In case we've never met before, hi there, my name is Brock Johnson, and it's my job to help people grow and monetize their following on social media. I posted my first YouTube video when I was about 10 years old. I have over 300,000 followers on TikTok, and over the past few years, I've grown my Instagram following from less than 50,000 to now over 600,000 followers. And so before we even get into this list of essential tools and gadgets, let me just tell you that the best tool or gadget that you can have is the ability to be resourceful and to make the most of what you already have. Oftentimes, if you use the things that you already have around your home, but you use them to their full capacity or their full potential, you're gonna have a lot more success rather than wasting your money buying new things that you don't necessarily need. I know that oftentimes myself, I'm tempted to buy whatever the new gadget is and spend a bunch of money on whatever the newest hot thing is. But really, if I go back to that one piece of gear that's been in my drawer for the last 15 years, if I use that and I use it the way it was meant to be used, then it's going to get the job done for me. And also, I want to say that you don't necessarily need anything on this list. All of these things would be essential if you are looking to get gear, if you are looking to take things to the next level, if you are looking to get started and really take things seriously, then I would recommend checking out some of the things that I'm about to list. But by all means, you can get by with just your smartphone. 10 years ago, maybe this wasn't so true, but nowadays where everyone's smartphone shoots in 4K quality and has a pretty decent microphone, but I understand that's not why you're here. You're here because you want recommendations. You want the actual list of things that I would tell you to go out and buy. If you have a gift card, if you have money you're looking to spend, or maybe if you're looking to buy a gift for your son or daughter who's maybe looking to become a content creator themselves, you're in the right place, and I'm going to share all of the essential gear and gadgets with you right now. Number zero on the top 10, which I'm not even going to put into the top 10, is something that is kind of like the foundation, the thing that everyone pretty much starts out with, and that is a tripod and a ring light. I will put a link to every single product down in the description below, and I will let you know that those links are most likely going to be almost exclusively affiliate links, which essentially means that for any product that you buy, those companies will pay me a small fee. Some of these are Amazon affiliate links, so the percentage is very, very small, but I did want to make that disclaimer. And the disclaimer to my disclaimer is that none of the products that I'm mentioning today are because they're sponsored. None of the products that I'm mentioning today am I mentioning just because I want the affiliate kickback. I'm mentioning these products because I know them, I use them, I've been using them for years, and I really trust these companies and these products, and that's why I'm recommending them to you. Ring lights are, of course, super popular, and they're super popular because they're very versatile, they're very easy to use, they really light up the main subject if you're doing like one-person videos, if you're doing YouTube videos or Instagram reels or maybe live streams. A ring light is a great place to start, and they really vary in terms of size and price. My favorite ring lights are from Newer Lighting Systems, and again, the link is down in the description. I've had my Newer ring light for about 5 to 10 years now, and it's never had any issues, it's never had any problems. I've beaten the thing up, I've traveled with it, and it continues to work just fine. And of course, the other non-negotiable, the other basic, is a tripod. I have mine right here by Geek Odo, and it's really versatile, very easy to use. I can just pop open these little latches and extend the legs. It works for about 99% of the shots that I want to get, and if you're wondering why you should invest in a tripod, it's just for the stability, so that you don't always have to be holding your phone or holding your camera selfie style. You can set it up, you can get more dynamic shots, and you have more stability over all of your different camera angles. Let's get into the top 10 right now. This top 10 is not necessarily in order from best to worst. This is just the top 10 things that I think everyone needs in any random order. And the first one was something that I didn't have for the longest time. And because of it, I had to find a lot of, let's call them sketchy workarounds. And that first one is a laptop stand. If you're someone who's constantly doing Zoom meetings, you're doing webinars, or you just like to work from dynamic and variable locations, a laptop stand is exactly right for you. Laptop stands can essentially function as your portable desk, allowing you to work in a wide variety of locations And they can also be awesome if you're someone who likes to use scripts for your content. Essentially, you could have your tripod set up with your phone or your camera to record, and then next to that, you could have your laptop stand with your notes pulled up or your script pulled up so that you have it readily available and you don't have to read things off your phone the entire time. In fact, right now while I'm recording this, I have my microphone plugged into my laptop, and my laptop is on my laptop stand, and my laptop has all of my notes and bullet points pulled up on it, so I'm quite literally practicing what I'm preaching. Item number two is a canvas lamp. Now, a canvas lamp is very similar to a ring light, and essentially, it is a ring light, but it's so much more than that as well. Canvas is a small family-owned company based in the USA, and they make really high-quality lamps. And I think that's one of the problems with ring lights is oftentimes they're really big and bulky, and they're not very good-looking. Like, you don't really want to leave your ring light out unless you don't really care about the aesthetics of your office, right? It's just a big light, and oftentimes it's going to be turned off. The canvas lamp, however, sits on my desk 24/7, 365, and I'm okay with that because it looks really nice. It looks presentable, it looks pretty, it's very high quality, it's durable, it's well made, and at the same time, it provides me with a great, quick and easy lighting solution for when I'm doing live streams, when I'm filming TikToks, or when I want to film an overhead video, let's say of myself, maybe working on my phone, typing on my laptop, or writing something in my notebook. Next up on the list is a flip stick. And a flip stick, for those of you who don't know or haven't seen them before, they were actually on Shark Tank a few years ago. And it's essentially kind of like a pop socket, except for it has a sticky mount on the back of it. And I have one on my phone. This is actually from a custom collaboration that I did with them where it says, keep it real. And I actually just have this on my phone case rather than directly on my phone. Essentially how it works is you just flip out this little piece of plastic right here and it reveals this little blue sticky part, which is reusable. And you can very easily clean it with just like a damp cloth, and it sticks to any flat surface. So I've experimented with a lot of other phone mounts before, ones that are suction cup, and what I've found is that they just don't always stick. I've tried ones that are magnetic, and the problem with those is, well, then obviously you can only stick it to magnetic surfaces. But with the flip stick, I can literally stick it to any flat surface and film myself. So this is really convenient for me when I'm filming out on the go. This is convenient for me when I don't necessarily want to bring my tripod or when I have a quick idea for a piece of content that I want to film, but I forgot to bring my tripod with me that day. I can easily just flip out my flip stick, stick it to any flat surface, and then I'm ready to go and start recording.
I think the number one reason why people aren't able to like launch their thing or have a successful side hustle or really even scale their business the way that they need to is because they really struggle to know what is my niche. And people think that niche is their industry. Well, like I'm in fitness, that's my niche. No. That's an industry. Even if you were to say I'm a personal trainer, well, that's a subcategory of an industry. But your niche is something very specific. It is specifically what you do within that category, within that industry that is unique and nuanced to you. And people are so afraid to do this because they think if I niche down too much, well, then aren't I going to exclude certain customers? I'm telling you, you need to niche down. And if you know that too, but you've struggled with it, I want to invite you to do a workshop style training that myself and Brock have created that literally walks you through the questions you need to ask yourself. And we give you enough time to answer those questions so you can fully understand, like really drill it down and get really clear about your niche, who it is you serve, how it is you're different, what makes you unique. This is what's going to take your business, your side hustle, whatever it is, to the next level. This workshop is free and it shouldn't be, because it's one of the most valuable things that you can walk through. It's one of the most valuable things you can identify. You can attend this training for free right now by going to instaclubhub.com/niche, N-I-C-H-E. Again, that's instaclubhub.com/niche. And do yourself a favor. Make sure you have a pen and a piece of paper and no distractions, because this is a next level training. Again, instaclubhub.com/niche.
I can easily just flip out my flip stick, stick it to any flat surface, and then I'm ready to go and start recording. Next up on the list is a lavalier plug-in microphone. Now, I know we're all tempted to go with the latest technology and to get a Bluetooth microphone so that we can have less cords. But from what I've found, and just if you think about the way the technology actually works, you're going to get better audio quality out of a wired microphone. And without getting too technical about this, basically, let's just think about how it works. If you have a Bluetooth microphone, essentially the mic has to condense your audio down into a small enough file size that it can be quickly, if not immediately, sent over Bluetooth and then connect to your device and unpack it. That's why the Apple AirPods, no matter how expensive or how high quality they are, your phone calls always sound better on the old Apple wired earbuds than they do on the new expensive Apple AirPods. And for that reason, I recommend purchasing a wired lavalier microphone. Lavalier microphones, or lav mics for short, are ones that you often see used in newscasting and things like that, where they basically just clip onto your shirt like this. Very easy to use. They plug right into your device depending on what kind of plug it comes with. And I purchased this one 7 years ago and it still works to this day. My pro tip when you're looking for a lavalier microphone, or when you're clicking on the link down in the description, is to go with one that has a longer cord. This one is obviously all wound up right now, but it's about a 10-foot long cord, and that allows me a lot of freedom and flexibility in my recording. So I can plug this directly into my phone and then I can stand far away from it, but the audio will still be high quality. Also, because the cord itself is very long, I have the ability to tuck it away, I could put it behind my back, I could run it along the floor, and then that way, it's not going to show up in any of my content, it's not going to make my filming look messy or look disorganized with some random wires shooting across the screen. Instead, I can tuck it away so that the only thing that's visible is the actual microphone itself. Also, like I said, I purchased this microphone 7 years ago, it still works, perfectly. In fact, a lot of the podcasts that you've heard here on Build Your Tribe, especially from the winter when my wife and I were traveling full-time in our Airstream trailer, a lot of them were just recorded on this. I didn't always have the capability of pulling out my professional microphone or even having access to my laptop, so I would just grab this little microphone, which cost about $20. I would plug it directly into my phone and press record, and it was able to basically pass as a professional high-quality mic. Also, I want to take a quick pause and focus on the importance of high quality audio and using microphones. Oftentimes when we think about video, we think about content creation, we're so focused on HD, high quality video. How do I get my video more crispy? How do I get the blurry background where my foreground is really in focus? How do I set up my studio to look really professional? And we focus so much on the visual, but we forget that the audio is half of video content. Whether you're watching someone on a YouTube video, you're consuming a reel, a TikTok, or anything else, audio is half of video. And so we shouldn't neglect audio quality. And one of the simplest, easiest ways to improve audio quality is just to use an actual microphone rather than using the built-in microphone, which I will say is significantly improving in smartphones. Using an external microphone and using it the right way is a surefire way to improve your audio quality, and your content should perform a lot better because of it. My fifth essential gadget is an Apple Watch. And I know this might be a little bit confusing for some people, and I know some people, you're not on iPhone, so this might not pertain to you as it is, but if you're in the US where the majority of people are iPhone users, I would recommend getting yourself an Apple Watch, even if it's a cheap old Apple Watch, and even if you're only using it for your content. And there's one key reason, and that is that I am able to use my Apple Watch as a viewfinder. I think it's been widely documented, but in case you didn't know, the back camera, the outward-facing camera on most devices is going to be much higher quality than the front camera. Even if they say that they both shoot in 4K, the amount of pixels in the outward-facing or the back camera is always going to be higher quality. But the issue is, when I'm filming with the back camera, obviously, I'm not able to see what I look like. I'm not able to frame up my shot. I'm not able to make sure that I'm in focus. I'm not able to make sure that the exposure is set correctly. And so I'm kind of left just guessing at what my video will look like. That is, unless I use my Apple Watch. There's a built-in app that comes on the Apple Watch standard that allows me to connect to my phone and then see what my camera is seeing. So then I can set up my phone however I want, open the app on my watch, and I don't have to like peek around the phone really quick and make sure everything's looking good. I can control it all from my watch. I can start and stop recording. I can take pictures. I can zoom in and zoom out, and I can even change focus and exposure right from my watch without having to get up from my seat or look at my phone. So maybe an older Apple Watch, one that might be used or not even in the best condition, can make a big difference when you're filming, especially if you're someone who primarily uses their phone for filming their content. Gadget number six that I'm going to recommend for you is a shotgun microphone. And a shotgun microphone is a term that essentially refers to any mic that usually will sit on top of the camera like this, and it will kind of shoot out like a shotgun would towards whatever it is that you are pointing the camera at. Of course, there are lots of different options when it comes to microphones, but I generally look for Rode microphones. Rode microphones are some of the best audio quality and the best made microphones, especially when it comes to shooting on DSLR or shooting on a professional camera. And so especially if you're someone who does vlogging, I would highly recommend picking up a shotgun or a mini shotgun microphone like this one. This one goes right on top of my camera. It screws on nice and snug, plugs right in, and it really improves the audio quality. And then I don't have to worry about a 6 foot long cord dangling from my mic while I'm walking around vlogging. And it's also much smaller and much more compact, so it allows me to fit everything into my backpack or even into my pocket much easier. And they now even make shotgun microphones that can clip right onto the bottom of your phone. So essentially you can do the same thing as I just described with a camera, but with the phone. And again, this allows you to have more diversity in terms of your content. And again, this essentially allows you to have more flexibility with your content, because if all you have is this one little microphone plugged into the bottom of your phone or into the top of your camera, you don't have to worry about cords. You don't have to worry about miking up multiple people. Basically, if the camera is pointed at the subject who is speaking or that's making sounds, and you're within a relatively close distance, let's say less than 10 feet, the shotgun microphone is going to pick it up and do a great job of improving your audio quality. The next essential gadget is going to be for you if you're someone who does streaming, if you're someone who does live broadcast, if you're someone who makes YouTube videos or podcasts. And this is something that I recently received as a gift and I was blown away. It's the Comica AD3 Link Flex. And essentially what it allows you to do is it allows you to take professional microphones like this Shure SM7B and plug the XLR cable into an adapter that boosts this audio, because Shure SM7B audio is usually very low. It allows you to boost the audio and plug it directly into your computer, your camera, or your phone. Basically, thanks to this cool little battery-powered gadget, I'm able to use this professional high-end microphone without needing all of the necessary soundboards and audio mixers that a professional recording studio might usually use. And in fact, for my first few years of using this microphone, I had all of the professional audio mixing equipment, and it cost a couple $100s, and I never really knew how to use it that well. I never really needed to use it that well, because the basic functions was enough for me recording these podcasts and these YouTube videos. So recently, I switched to the much less expensive Comica Link Flex AD3, and it's made a huge difference. So easy to use. This thing, I could not add this to the list, because it's been such a useful gadget for me. Number 8 on the list is quick release mounts. Quick release mounts will make everything in your process, if you're someone who does filming, so much faster, so much easier, and so much more efficient. There's not much worse as someone who is filming video content, especially someone who films a lot of content by themselves, than constantly unscrewing your tripod mount, and then you're mounting your phone mount onto the tripod, you gotta screw it back in, and then, oh, now you need to switch to a different tripod, so now you're unscrewing that one. You're just constantly screwing cameras and tripods and phones and mounts on top of one another, and it takes a lot of time. So instead, you can purchase a quick release mount, which allows you to quickly and easily swap out what cameras and mounts you have on different tripods. I would recommend buying a quick release mount to go on top of every tripod you have or on the bottom of every camera and mount that you have. Piece of gear, gadget number 9 is a phone stabilizer. And one of the things that I love about phone stabilizers is that their price continues to drop year after year as the technology becomes more refined and more available. I remember when these things first launched and they cost a few $100s. And of course, you could still invest in a really high quality phone stabilizer that might cost you a few $100s. But there are also plenty of options online that are about $100 or even less and will do an awesome job of stabilizing your phone. So if you're someone who records a lot of content from their mobile device, you make a lot of content for TikTok, you record a lot of vlogs, or maybe you do a lot of Instagram stories where you're maybe active or walking around or moving, a phone stabilizing mount can be a really awesome addition to your tool belt. I know that I use mine all the time whenever I'm filming long form content that isn't just sitting here at a desk. task. If I'm ever on a walk and recording, thus making my video more dynamic, or if I'm ever doing a vlog where I'm out, you know, not sitting in my office, I always bring my phone stabilizer with me. But having that little difference where my phone can be perfectly steady and stable on this mount makes such a huge difference in the end quality of my video. So the 10th gear or gadget that I would recommend as an essential for your tool belt is some sort of quick, easy mobile lighting. I have this little Loom Cube panel mini, and this thing is awesome. It's super bright. It allows me to completely control the brightness and the hue. I can, in fact, do multiple different colors. I think it has a full RGB spectrum on this little guy, and it's very powerful. I've actually used it in a lot of my videos to light up my backdrops or even use it as a hair light. This device was actually left at my office by my mom. This is what she likes to use. This is made by Neuer, so the same company that makes the ring lights that I love. This is also super bright. It also has lots of diversity and flexibility in terms of how bright and the warmth or coolness of the light. And what I like especially about this light that I'm gonna steal from my mom is that it has a clip on the bottom, so it can very easily clip onto, let's say, your laptop if you're someone who does a lot of live streaming. There's a little tiny hole in the clip so that the camera lens can actually look right through that. So again, I can clip this right onto my laptop or even right onto my phone, and it won't obstruct the camera lens, and it will still provide me with that brightness that I need. Oh, and another awesome thing about this light in particular is it has a phone mount on the back, so I can very easily attach my phone to it. And then if I open the camera mode, now this camera is able to shoot, and it's able to be lit up by the light, thus really improving my video quality. I hope you found this useful and helpful in your search for gear and gadget to get started. Bottom line, just get started. Whether you only have a phone or you have a $10,000 budget to buy every piece of equipment you might need, I want to encourage you to just get started. Rip that Band-Aid off, just press record, and then make sure to just press upload once you're done recording. But again, thank you so much for listening today. And I would love to hear from you. Was there any gear or gadget that surprised you? Or was there any gear or gadgets that I left off this list that you thought should be added? Is there an essential piece of equipment that you use in your daily rotation? Please let us know, and we'll make sure to include those in future as well. And as always, happy networking.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.